Continuing with our look at the aftermath of the events of Ashura, we talked about how the prisoners were tied and taken from Karbala towards Kufa. Well, let's talk about their arrival in Kufa. This was the night following the 11th of Muharram that they arrived at the gates of Kufa. Remember, this is the city where Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam and her sister Umm Kulthum had once lived. They were respected, they were loved there. And it was regarded at that time as the principal city of Islam in Iraq. The palace of Ibn Ziyad was closed, so they were made to camp outside the city. When he was informed of their arrival, he ordered that preparations be made for a celebration and all important guests to be invited. There is a narration by Muslim Majassas, who was a plasterer. He says that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad summoned me in order to repair Dar al-Imara, which is the palace. He said, I was busy with plastering when suddenly I heard a crying from a distance. And he said, I asked someone, do you know what has made Kufa full of groaning and moaning? He said, the head of a foreigner who has revolted against Yazid is being brought right now. And the plasterer says, I asked of his name and he was told, it's Hussein ibn Ali. And he said, I hesitated for a while. And then just the moment that I was on my own, I was so sad. I grieved. He said, I cried so much. I thought I wouldn't be able to see. He said, I abandoned what I was doing. I washed my hands and I walked out of Dar al-Imara from the back of the palace until I neared Kunasi. Kunasi is a place where rubbish is dumped. And he said, when I stopped there, I saw people looking like captives and casualties. He said, I saw in front of them the heads of the martyrs held high. And I saw the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, like a moon bright and shining, much similar to the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His beard was tinged with black, his face as luminous as a full moon. As he was seeing this within Kufa, dressed up into the sound of music, people poured into the streets, not really knowing the truth. When the caravan of prisoners entered the city, some people recognized. These were the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They started crying and looked down with shame. In the bazaar, one who was holding the spears with the holy heads cried out, Ana sahibu al-rumh al-tawil, ana sahibu al-sayf al-saqil, ana katil adin al-asil. I am the owner of a long lance. I am the holder of polished swords. I am the killer of the original deen. And one of the ladies amongst the captives cried out, Woe betide you, you ought to say, This is he who Jibreel lullabied for him in the cradle. Mikael and Israfil and Israel are among his servants. It is he for whom the throne trembled when he was killed. Woe to you! Say I am the killer of Muhammad Mustafa, Ali Murtada, Fatima Zahra, Hassan Muzakka, Ammi Huda and the angels of heaven and the killer of the messengers and their successors. And the narrator says, I asked the woman who she was, and she said, I am Zainab, daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib. These captives are the daughters of Ali and the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when the prisoners reached the main bazaar of Kufa, there were so many people that it was difficult for the caravan to move to the palace of Ibn Ziyad. Suddenly, Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam lifted her hand, bidding them to be quiet. And it is said that even the horses stopped neighing. In a piercing and confident, clear voice, she said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, praise be to Allah and His blessings be sent on my grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his pure Ahlul Bayt. O people of Kufa, O you who are deceptive and disloyal, do you shed tears? May your tears never dry up, and may your loud crying never cease. You are like women that unravel to bits the rope that she has firmly spun. You make false promises which bear no truthfulness. You are like plants that grow on filth and yet are green. Certainly evil is that which your souls have sent before. Allah is displeased with you, and in punishment shall you live. Are you crying and wailing? Indeed, by Allah, cry endlessly and laugh but a little, for your deed was so disgraceful that you will never be able to compensate for it. How can you wash away the crime of murdering the grandson of the seal of the prophets, the essence of the message, the lord of the youth of Jannah, the refuge to whom you turn to during troubles? Your master who defended the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an awful sin you committed. Away with you. There can be no forgiveness. Don't make light of the delay in punishment. More surely Allah is watching. People wept. Those who had previously been celebrating were looking down, shamed by the truth in her talks. Although she was a prisoner, tied with ropes, she spoke with confidence, so much so that a person who was blind amongst the people thought it was the voice of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The caravan was then led to the government palace of Ibn Ziyad. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam remembered the time when her father Imam Ali alayhi salam used to sit there. Although she was tied up, her hijab snatched away so her face was covered with her hair. She walked with dignity and confidence. Ibn Ziyad was excited and pleased as he sat with the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in front of him. As the prisoners entered, he said, addressing Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, "Praise be to Allah who disgraced you, killed your men and exposed the lies of your claim." Immediately she said, "It was Allah's wish that they should be martyred and they died bravely. If this was your heart's desire, then you must indeed be content today. But you have killed those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on his knee when they were children and whose play filled him with joy. Soon you will stand with them before Allah and they will demand justice. Beware, Ibn Ziyad, of the day of Qiyamah." He tried to change the conversation, and seeing that he was not succeeding in humiliating Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, he diverted his attention to Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, threatening to kill him. And Imam said, "You threaten me with death? Do you not know that martyrdom is our inheritance and our merit?" He then tried to provoke them by poking at the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he had in front of him with a stick. An old companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, called Zayd ibn Arqam, said, "Ibn Ziyad, take away your stick. Allah is my witness that I have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kiss these lips." With these words, he got up weeping and left the assembly. Ibn Ziyad knew he was a respected member of the community, and he said, "Don't cry. You have become old and weak, and you have lost your wits. Do you weep at this great time of victory?" Zayd ibn Arqam walked out saying, "O people, you have become slaves of Ibn Ziyad. You have killed the son of Fatima and made the son of Marjana," that means Ibn Ziyad's mother, "your ruler, so that he may kill the pure and pious amongst you. May God deprive you of your honor, since you have given in to such evil." The prisoners were sent to a house till orders from Yazid were received. But the people had realized the enormity of their crimes, and the sermons of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam and Makulthum and Imam Ali Zainul Abideen had opened their eyes. It was they who had invited Imam Hussein alayhi salam and then betrayed his ambassador Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil and had let down Imam. And the next day Ibn Ziyad gave a talk thanking God in separating the truth from falsehood and giving victory to Yazid. He had not finished when a blind man called Abdullah ibn Afif got up and said, "You should be ashamed. You kill the son of the Prophet and you talk such nonsense from the mimbar in a mosque of Muslims." Now Ibn Ziyad had come to the mosque to calm the people down, but everybody was listening to Abdullah ibn Afif, who was marched to the palace and threatened with death. He said he was praying for martyrdom and his dua had been heard. He was beheaded. Now Ibn Ziyad wanted to get the prisoners away from Kufa as fast as possible, so he sent them with a large escort of soldiers, heading them towards Damascus or Sham to see Yazid. Inshallah, we will continue with this journey tomorrow. But what we learn from here is that these were all Muslims, all who had professed La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But it was so easy not to recognize the difference between truth and falsehood. So difficult for them to differentiate between humanity and between something that we may want to call as egoistic brutality. Difference between recognizing justice and injustice. It was so easy for them to twist the truth. These are the lessons we learn from Karbala and the aftermath of Karbala. Each of us, each one of us, has a responsibility to find out what the truth is and how that affects us in our lives. Do we twist things because our ego shouts out? Or do we listen to that inner essence in our nafs which tells us what is really right and what is really wrong.